Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 317.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a blogger, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us. You know, she's an amazing story, so I'm just really glad to have her on. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Natalie Augustin. Natalie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
For sure. Where do I begin? Well, edit yourself. I'm a blogger, and my blog, I launched it in 2013. It's called Natalie.ca. It's my name. And the reason why I launched it was because in 2013, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at only 24 years old. So I myself was very shocked. I did not know how to handle it. Belief that it could happen at such a young age. So I started recording my entire journey from beginning to end, just going through my day-to-day life of what it was like to have cancer. What started off as an online journal then turned out into becoming a very resourceful website for other young women who are also going through chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and mastectomies, and that crazy world of oncology that is so hard to understand. Well, I've been told that I was able to decipher in a language for young women who can actually relate to it. So that was my blog, and today I still continue to write and record vlogs on my YouTube channel, and it's all about inspiration and aspiration and awareness, whether it's cancer awareness or self-awareness. And I guess that's what brings me here today, right? Speaking to you about self-confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's crazy how you were diagnosed with breast cancer at such a young age. I know some people would be devastated by it, but you decided to, you know, share your story, share who you are, and inspire others to see what's possible. You know, just because you have this doesn't mean, you know, you can't live life, right? You can still keep
exactly.
You can still keep on going. So, you know, it's great that you're able to share that. And Natalie, what's your cultural background?
My parents are Filipino. Both of them are Filipino, and I was born and raised in Montreal, Canada. So I'm still currently in Montreal, Canada as we speak. And yeah, that's it. I'm 100% Filipino, despite not really looking like it, because everyone always looks at me and says, "Are you sure you're Filipino? You're not mixed." No, I'm 100% Filipino.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Nelly, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
I would have to say by the wise Dr. Seuss, one of my favorite quotes is, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind."
I love it. And I always say Dr. Seuss has like some of the best quotes ever. I mean,
yeah,
they're not just for kids, they're for everybody. I mean, you know, they're so simple yet so meaningful at the same time, you know, especially this one, right? I mean, we're so afraid of like what others think of us, but the people who matter to us would not mind what we do, no matter how crazy it may seem. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And Natalie, you know, what would be your definition of self-confidence?
I guess my definition of self-confidence is really just being yourself, no holding back. And self-confidence is really just trusting in yourself and trusting the universe as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I believe in trusting the universe as well, because sometimes we're going to go through, you know, life with some challenges and obstacles. And sometimes it may not look like we're going in the right direction. But, you know, I always say the universe has our back and there's a learning lesson from it. And we can always grow from our experiences. So
I agree. It's like we always try to have control of everything, but sometimes it's about letting go and just trusting that everything happens for a reason and everything will work out on its own.
Totally. You know, I was the number one, you know, person who loved being in control of everything, not realizing sometimes we just have to let it go and let it be. So great definition. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I'm 27 now, and I think before, I remember being like in high school up until my early 20s before, in fact, my cancer diagnosis, and just like being in high school and known as, like, I don't want to sound conceited or cocky right now, but I was always known as the pretty girl. Like, I had, you know, the long pretty hair and the long lashes, and I was always like fit and into sports. I used to dance and everything. And I just felt like I always had to live up to the expectations of being that pretty girl in school. But deep down inside, like I was like a tomboy. I was always just like a boy. Having grown up with two older brothers, I loved sports and I never loved, you know, makeup or fashion and jewelry and girl talk and gossip, but I always felt like I needed to live up to that. And I always felt like I needed to try and fit in with like the pretty girls and do what pretty girls do. But my entire life, not only that, but I also felt like I was just a plain Jane, you know, a jack of all trades, they say. So I was a master of none, you know. I saw it as a negative thing, and that's because I'm such a multi-passionate person. I'm very multi-talented as well. There's not just one thing that I love to do, and there's not just one thing that I'm good at. But I used to see that as a weakness and a disadvantage, which prevented me from just like trying new things, and just because I thought I just wasn't going to be good at it, or people were going to be better than me and I wouldn't succeed.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all, you know, are guilty of, you know, being the jack of all trades, not realizing that we can just focus on one or two things and we can still be more than enough. I think sometimes we just feel like we need to do more all the time, especially growing up as an Asian woman, right? It's like, if we don't do this, we're not enough. We got to keep going and going and going until, you know, we just have to realize ourselves, like, we're more than enough. Whatever we do is more than enough. And, you know, when we have that, you know, thinking, it's just like life becomes lighter and easier. And, you know, it was like that moment in your life when you realized you were more than enough, you know, what was that aha moment?
Well, exactly. So as I said, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at 24. And I guess strangely enough, I gained my self-confidence when I lost all my long black hair, my long lashes, my natural tan skin and fit body, and became this bald and hairless and pale and bloated from chemotherapy. And why, like, as absurd as that sounds, because most people would then lose their confidence because they don't look like themselves anymore. Well, for me, it was the opposite, because I stopped caring. Like, I had cancer and I didn't know how long I had left in this world. So it was like, to me, it was like breaking down this massive big brick wall that I've built over the years, or like peeling these thick layers off of my skin and just letting my true colors shine. And because I didn't have any more hair, I couldn't hide behind my hair anymore. And, you know, which is strangely enough the number one thing people would used to compliment me on. And instead, I had no choice but to let my, you know, goofy, giddy and witty personality shine through. And I think my aha moment was definitely when I launched my blog 3 years ago. And just by being myself through my vlogs and recording the most raw and most vulnerable moments, I reached out to tens of thousands of people who show daily a deep appreciation of my writing and my videos and my overall story. And hearing from them every day about how much my blog has helped them, that's really what made me realize that my voice is far more powerful than I thought, and that I can actually have a really huge impact on people. So having cancer just allowed me to be free, because I no longer needed to keep up with, you know, the hot girls on Instagram and trying to keep up with the pretty girls in school. I was ill, and by accepting it, I guess it helped me summon my true self.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think it's amazing that even though you had to go through this, you know, unfortunate incident, I mean, you used it to start this movement, right? Just learning to just be yourself and not really caring what others think and not really caring about your, you know, physical appearance. It's like, you know, you're going through cancer. It's like, what's the worst that could happen? You just started a blog, started inspiring people every day, changing lives every day, and you're just being yourself, your authentic self. And I think that's what's been missing in this world. Like, a lot of people feel like they have to put a different mask on, not realizing they can just put themselves out there. And there's people out there who will love you for who you are. Just doesn't matter if you have hair or not. Doesn't matter, you know, if you're going through something, you know, as crazy as cancer. Like, there's people out there who will listen to you. And, you know, because of this, what's your life been like now?
It's been so crazy. Nowadays, my hair has grown back. I pretty much look like what I used to look like before my cancer diagnosis. But now I still feel like I'm changed. I definitely feel more free. I live more simply. And I really don't spend as much time as I used to. And I don't know, the simple things like getting ready in the morning, I don't spend as much time doing so. I don't go out and buy an excessive amount of clothes or accessories, or like I don't feel the need to decorate myself. I'm just really feel really, I feel really good in my skin. And despite it being covered in scars and having no breast and no nipple, and I'm so proud of my body and who I am now and what together we've overcome. And I think by being proud, that's who I am and what I've been through. That's what added a lot to my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's great that even though you've been through this, I mean, you can still see how beautiful you are. And I think when we can realize our own beauty, our inner beauty, that's when, you know, everything else will start attracting, right? The right things will start coming into place. And, you know, I'm just really glad to have you on and be able to share a story like this, because I'm pretty sure at first it wasn't easy for you to do this. I mean, to share, you know, so much of yourself out in the world, it's not always easy. It takes a lot of courage. So I'm really glad that you're able to be on the show to do this. And you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, they may be in a similar journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to them?
Honestly, I would never wish what I've been through upon anyone. And despite learning a lot from my tragic experience, I hope that women never have to wait for something bad to happen to see the beauty in self. So definitely to realize to not have to wait for something terrible to happen. But my best advice is for women is really to speak to themselves. And I did that a lot when I was in treatment, when I was in isolation and just alone. And I would look at myself in the mirror and I would talk to myself as if I was talking to my best friend. So really to be kind to yourself. But what one trick would be to focus on the things that you love about yourself, whether it's something about your body, your smile, your eyes, or maybe it's something that you're really, really, really good at. Focus on that. And that's what I did. Like when I was going through cancer, like let's just say a lot of bad things happened, but I held on to the good. And little things like my family and my loving boyfriend and my best friends who were there for me every step of the way, those are the things that I focused on. And I considered myself blessed and lucky despite being in one of the worst circumstances. And because of that, I never suffered for a second. I think it's the same for self-confidence. I think you need to learn to shift your focus on the positive things and the things that you do love about yourself. But I also think it's important to identify what you don't like about yourself and find ways to change that. But always focus first on what you love and then move forward.
Thanks for those awesome tips. Those are all, you know, great, especially, you know, the power of being just grateful for life. You know, when you see things, yes, in a different perspective, you know, it just shows how much we have, right? I know a lot of people sometimes focus on what they don't have. And, you know, especially here being in the Philippines, when you see so much poverty out on the streets, it's like you're really grateful, yes, for life. It's just like, you know, you're just grateful that you're alive. You have a roof under your head. You have three meals to eat and, you know, a clean shower to take a bath. You know, it's just these little things we take for granted. So,
yes, exactly.
Thanks for sharing your tips. And Nali, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you or wanted to follow your blog, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, for sure. So my blog is www.nalie.ca. That's NALIE.ca. My e-guide that I wrote for anyone that you know undergoing chemotherapy, who is a young woman who's just newly diagnosed with breast cancer, I wrote a guide called Chemo Secrets, so you can find that at chemosecrets.ca. Otherwise, my social media is all at Nalie Augustine, so that's NALIEAGUSTIN. So from Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, I'm all there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Nali, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Nali's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Nali for taking the time to share her story with us. So, you know, amazing story that you shared with us today. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I think it's great what you're doing, and it's really important for women these days.
Not a problem. You know, it's such an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.